There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. And I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
And it's time for Broussard's Big Six.
Hope you can take the heat like LeBron.
We're going big.
It's go time.
It's Broussard's Big Six.
All right, my Big Six this week. I'm moving from the NBA to the NFL since it is all about football this week. And I'm going to tell you the six teams, in my opinion, that helped themselves the most so far, that have helped themselves the most in this offseason.
Number six.
The Green Bay Packers. After years with Ted Thompson at the helm as the GM and not doing anything in free agency, or at least anything of significance, they have been active now. They're improving that defense. They went out and got two edge rushers in Za'Darius Smith and Preston Smith, and I think they're going to be tough this year. I like what they've done in free agency.
Number five.
The New York Jets. Rob Parker thinks they could contend for the playoffs. I'm not going that far, but I definitely think they improve. I like getting Le'Veon Bell. I think he's going to help Sam Darnold. And then C.J. Mosley on the other side of the ball. Those are steps in the right direction.
Number four.
The Baltimore Ravens. I'm ready to give the AFC North to the Browns, but it's getting tougher because the Ravens, I think, have helped themselves with Earl Thomas now as their safety. That's going to make that defense even better. He's smart. He's feisty. He's intimidating. And then they go and get Mark Ingram for the running game. We know they're going old school. They're going to run the ball on offense somewhat with Lamar Jackson. Hopefully they don't run him as much.
Running backs.
Yeah, now you got Ingram. Ingram And then the defense will be solid. And then they even brought back tight end Nick Boyle, which I think will – he's a good blocker. That'll help their running game even more.
Number three.
The Oakland Raiders. I like getting Antonio Brown. I like him. I think he's going to help Derek Carr. We'll see if – assuming they keep him and don't draft a quarterback. You got Trent Brown to help bolster that offensive line. I don't think he's going to fall off like Nate Solder did when he left New England for the Giants. And then they added Terrell Williams today to even make the receiving core a bit better. So they've given Carr a lot of weapons. Let's see what he does with them.
Number two.
Rob Parker's Jacksonville Jaguars. Don't jump off the bandwagon now, Rob.
I'm off.
They got a quarterback now.
They don't have the defense that they had.
The defense was deflated by Blake Bortles giving up the football.
That defense was bad.
They believed. You know Nick Foles is a strength in the locker room. He gets guys to believe in him. I think Jacksonville is going to be pretty tough this year.
They gave up 40 points to Dak Prescott.
Were done with Blake. They were like, yo, we shutting folks down, and you giving up the rock. We're done. But now they're back. Nick Foles, I like it.
Number one.
You want to guess, Rob?
Let me see. The third state you were born in.
Believe-land!
Yes, sir, Brownie.
Believe-land! The Cleveland Browns, boy.
Your mom must have had what do you call it when you're...
My children were born in Cleveland.
Yeah, but you weren't born in Cleveland. Give it up.
I moved to Ohio when I was about 6 months old.
No, I thought you
Cincinnati.
Were born in...
I was born in Louisiana. But then I moved up to Cincinnati.
So that's Cincinnati. You should be with the Bengals.
I was actually a Steelers fan living in Cincinnati.
And had now you're talking about
day.
The Browns.
Had to fight every day.
Cleveland!
Moved to Cleveland in high school. Yeah, I'm down with the Browns. AFC North, baby. Look at this offense. Baker Mayfield, Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, Jarvis Landry, Odell Beckham. And then defensively, we got Myles Garrett, Denzel Ward, and the rest of them. I mean, they're going to be good. And look, the defense does need to get stronger. But I think their offense can be not as good as Kansas City's. But it can be a very good offense. And I think the defense will be better than Kansas City. So I like what we're doing by Lake Erie. And you should too, Rob Parker.
I don't know.
I'm not there yet.
I'm not there yet.
Well, come on over, get there. Who you think has strengthened themselves the most this offseason?
I like what the Packers have done. I agree with that, because for a long time all the players came from their own draft.
Right.
They didn't go out and sign people. And yeah, the Browns are trying. They got everything in the hopper, trying to really make a real move this year, because you would have thought with what they had already that they were pretty happy going into the next year. But obviously, when you get a player like OBJ, that changes a lot. So I'm impressed by that.
Are you buying any of the talk? What Gettleman spoke? Did he speak today? And he said they're becoming a running team or something like that. Like. I don't know. I mean, this looks like tanking for Tua to me. It should be tanking for Tua. If it's not tanking for Tua, I don't know which way they're going.
Yeah, I don't get. I have no idea what the Giants are doing. I really don't. I think Saquon Barkley's going to suffer for what they're doing.
We talked about Le'Veon getting used up in that rookie deal.
Just be careful, because when you don't have the other receivers to throw to, it's all going to be about Saquon and eight in the box and stopping him and them, I guess, giving him the ball a lot. I don't know. I just think that I don't understand. And Eli, why Eli's still there, even if you go with a stopgap until, I just don't understand this obsession with holding on to Eli. I really don't.
Would you cut him?
No, I know they're going to have to pay him, so I guess they'll just let his contract run out. And I guess that's
the fan
where they want to go, right, because they push back so much.
But this should be the last year. They should draft Dwayne Haskins. I mean, maybe they're going to try to move up. I don't think so, but they could try to draft Dwayne Haskins. Let him get groomed under Eli, and hopefully you've got your quarterback of the future. Or they can tank for Tua. We'll see.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com
or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
The Los Angeles Lakers coming off a big win over the Chicago Bulls. LeBron James delivers big, kind of looking like the old LeBron, at least for a night. 36 points, 10 rebounds, 4 dimes.
Phony numbers.
And they roll. They won, though. You always say if they win, they're not empty numbers. They won.
Against that team, stop it, Chris.
They won.
How many games have the Bulls won?
19.
LeBron has twice as
many
projects
had Atlanta,
than wins by the Bulls.
Had Memphis, had Indiana without Oladipo, New Orleans without AD.
But they're not going to lose every game, all right? They got a game. My God, that's it.
Anyway, LeBron spoke after, and here's what he said.
You know, you guys ask me questions as I answer the questions, but I live being a professional. I live playing every game like it's my last, and no matter what's going on, you know, you finish up strong. That's just who I am. And for our young guys to be able to play playoff teams on the road, I think that's very key for their development, you know, still. You know, so we have an opportunity on this trip. We go into Toronto our next game. We go into Detroit, who's a playoff team. We go into Milwaukee at the end of the trip. All playoff teams, all proven teams. So, you know, those games will be probably like playoff games if we wanted to be, you know, but and they get an opportunity to learn. So, and I get an opportunity to be out on the floor with them. So, you know, we could take that out of it for sure.
Boulder Dash, Cocky Pock, I mean, Poppycock. Is that the right word?
Poppycock. Yes.
Poppycock. I mean, seriously. What play? Oh, going into Detroit and Milwaukee's like playing playoff teams for the young guys. What young guys? Brandon Ingram's hurt. Lonzo Ball's hurt. Those young guys, who are you talking about? Who is he talking
Kyle
about?
Kyle Kuzma.
Oh, so that's the guy.
Reggie Bullock.
Oh, stop.
No, what? Reggie Bullock is a starter.
He ain't part of the young guys that he's talking about molding Reggie Bullock.
Kentavious Caldwell-Pope.
He's a young guy. He won't be here. He's on a one-year
Mo
deal.
Mo Wagner.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's who. You asked me who he's talking about. Jonathan Williams?
Those
that's
guys,
who he's talking
they're
about.
They're not going to be playing. Stop. LeBron, just
what,
say.
What should he say? He said the right thing.
No, he didn't. He said, we're playing out the string, and I'm going to pad my numbers. I'm going to put up right. as many numbers as
no,
I
did. Look. No,
I'm going to turn it to the NBA stat Padford.
Now, look.
That's who I am.
I will give you this. First of all, I'm fine with what LeBron said. And I criticized him a few weeks ago when he came out and separated himself from his teammates. And he was critical of the young guys when he wasn't defending and all that. And other people criticized him as well. I think he heard what people were saying. And you notice from that point on, he started talking we. And I think look, we talked about it, Rob. He thought he was Teflon when he came to L.A. And he's found out this year,
right?
He's found out this year that people are like, oh, we're just glad to have LeBron. And just grace us with your presence, oh, King. We're happy. No, they want wins. And at the very least, they want professionalism. And they don't want you throwing these guys under the bus. And I think he's learned that. So I think what he said.
I think you're right about the professionalism, too. It means
right.
something.
No, like, no like, question. And I think he's right. Look, you're right. Ingram and Lonzo are hurt.
Those are the big guys. I'm
right.
just saying.
But
they're not getting any experience.
I was saying this before. I don't know if I said it on our radio show or if I said it on TV. For them to get these, for a Kyle Kuzma, and the other guys are hurt. But for a Kyle Kuzma, if the Lakers take the attitude of, look, we're not out of it yet. We all know they are. But if they take the attitude, until we're mathematically eliminated, we are going after every win so we can have a chance to make it. Then these, in essence, are playoff games for them. And they can learn from it. You got to admit, that
but
part is true.
I'm not so sure they're playoff games. The intensity from the other team is not going to be like a playoff atmosphere. I don't believe.
But for them, no.
Okay, they could do that. And like I said, they beat the Bulls. Go shock Milwaukee in Milwaukee, you know, or put together, string together four or five wins against good teams. Then maybe I'll buy into it. But I don't expect that to happen. I expect when they go to play the good teams, they'll lose, and then it'll just be what it is. And LeBron, we know that. He can put up numbers. That's not even an issue. It's just that those numbers this year were different from years gone by because they mattered. And this year, for whatever reason, they didn't seem to matter as much. He had a triple-double against Atlanta. They lost. He had good numbers against him. It's not like he's scoring 8 points. And the Lakers are losing. He's doing his numbers. You said his numbers are as good as they ever been.
Yeah, 27, 8, and 8. And I'm going to say this. Look, and I've got no problem with it. And tell me if you do. LeBron James is chasing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And that's why I think he should be playing right now instead of sitting out and trying to and shutting it down. I have no problem with him going for being the all-time leading scorer. Now, if he's ball hogging to the point where he's not giving up shots to his teammates, that's one thing.
See, I think.
But for him to play out these, what, last 17, 15 games, whatever it is, and go try to win, but also you do what you do, which is give me 27 a night, I got no problem with that because that if that keeps moving you up the scoring list. Do you have a problem with that?
Only problem I have is he's getting older. He suffered through his worst injury of his career, and I just wish.
Which wasn't that bad.
No, but I'm just,
it was his worst.
Right? His worst.
Right.
That's all. And all I'm saying is, long term, if you're the Lakers, do you want LeBron to be playing in, once, especially once they're eliminated, right? Playing in meaningless games that will only add to your total and your wear and tear as you go forward, especially, Chris, because you right now, you don't see who's going to be that other player next year. They might not have him. So now you got to go through another year, and at year three, we're putting in all this time. Will taking a blow a little bit, I'm not saying don't play at all,
right,
but will taking a blow help you long term if the Lakers are trying to win? And that's the only thing.
He is going to get more of a rest than he's had since 2005.
No, right. I hope so.
Yeah, he's going to get plenty of rest. So we'll see. But I like the attitude adjustment. And, yeah, it might be BS, whatever, but he's saying the right thing rather than throwing guys in, under the bus and pointing fingers and all that.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody?
This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
We are so excited to have our next guest on. He's an ESPN analyst, basketball Hall of Famer, an icon in the sport, Dick Vitale.
Dickie V,
welcome to the Odd Couple.
Hey, guys, you guys are an odd couple. You know what? I just dawned on me. I got fired, Rob and Chris, by the Pistons. Because my guards played like you two suckers, man. I know you can't play.
I'm only right about that. You know you're right about that, though.
And right at Callahan Hall, right, Dickie V?
Oh, we had... I had some great time at Callahan Hall. After those memories, can't believe it's over 40 years now. I don't know where the time has gone. You know, I was up at Musburger's show today, and he said, oh, my God, last night I'm listening to you, and I'm saying to myself, where do you get that energy? Where do you get that spirit? I just the love of the game. You know, I love what I'm doing. People say, why don't you retire? Why retire if, one, you feel good physically, love what you're doing? I can't believe I'm 79, going to be 80 in 2 months.
Wow.
God bless you.
That because I don't feel that, but when I look in the mirror, then I know I'm going to be 80.
But you know, Dick,
God bless you. That's wonderful.
I think doing what you love, being around the game you love, helps keep you young. I look at guys like you, Hubie Brown. Hubie Brown's still calling games at, 84 or something?
Yep.
Larry Brown, the coach, like, it keeps you guys young.
Yeah, I buy that. I think, you know, if you keep yourself – I work out like crazy, you know. I really try to every day, without a doubt, I devote an hour to myself. I watch my dad, you know. He passed away, and he retired. When he retired from work, the only thing he did, he would sit in a chair, rocking chair with a remote, and watch ESPN 24. That was his life. And he couldn't walk after the legs got – and right. I vowed. I said, you know, I'm not going to do what my dad did, but I miss him. My dad and my mother, I grew up in an incredible, incredible home. My parents were uneducated, a fifth grade education, but they had a doctorate of love, man. And they inspired me to chase my dreams and my goals. And I pinch myself getting paid, doing something you love. Like last night, I got Gonzaga and St. Mary's. I mean, I was telling Musburger, I said, I couldn't believe what I was watching because they lost to them. Be ready for this? They lost 94-46 during the regular season, and they turned around and they beat them by 11 last night or 13 for the championship.
Amazing. And speaking of a championship, it's not March Madness is right around the corner. Selection Sunday, right, coming up. And Dickie V, just give me some teams that we should look out for. I know there's a – we still got to wait for them
some
to all get in there.
Maybe,
but
some
well, who give me some teams that you think will make it in and we should look out for that maybe we haven't seen.
Well, you know, I think, for example, the big question that I have is, and I'm curious to see what you guys think of this, you know, I really have a problem. You mentioned Selection Sunday, and I'll be on it Sunday, and I'll probably rant and rave and go crazy again because usually there's a couple teams that should be in, and they get overlooked. I have a problem. I have a problem with mediocrity. To me, if you're mediocre all year and lose 14, 15 games, to me, you don't blink in over a team that goes 25-5, 26-4. To me, what makes the tournament when I see teams like a Belmont, a Lipscomb, a North Carolina out of there in Greensboro, Hofstra, those teams had great, great years this year. Yet some of them are going to be left out because we're going to reward teams. They play in the power conferences. Every rule that's put into use, every rule, favors the power conferences. Okay, now they got this quad one. If you play teams in the top 30 and you beat them at home, if you play teams in the top 50 and they're on the road, you get quad one ratings. Well, first of all, who plays those teams?
Right.
You know, if you're in the Big Ten, you play everybody who plays like a quad one or a quad two. Like I say, Indiana. Well, Indiana, to me, they have to really do a lot of damage in the postseason tournament, the Big Ten, because they lost 12 out of 13 games at one time this year. They also finished in the conference 4 games under 500. How do you put them in just because they got some great wins, because they beat Michigan State and they beat teams like, you know, Wisconsin and Louisville? All right, they did that. What about all the losses? Don't they matter? So I would like to see. Here, I came up with the Dick Vitale plan yesterday. It's got a lot of good vibes. In fact, Mark Few of Gonzaga loved it. Today, Musburger said he loved it. Here's what I came up with, guys. I'm curious what you think. You guys have been around basketball. There are 36 at-large berths. 36. Why not take 28 of them and you give them to the power conferences, and then you take and rate the top Super 8 after those that got in with the automatic bid that aren't automatics that need at-large berths, and you take the next top 8 mid-major teams and put them in there if they have great years, like the Belmonts, the teams I mentioned. Put them in a tournament. You know why? Because people like to see the David and Goliath. Yep. That's March Madness. And also, let me tell you this. If you had something like that, it would make the regular season even more meaningful, because now you as a team playing in a Big Ten, and you better get your butt and get some big wins and avoid mediocrity or you're not going to get in. And I hate to see the little guy always penalized.
Well, I like that a lot, Dickie V. And here's another reason why I like it. Because as now that we have, you know, the best college-age players are in the NBA, and we got so many one-and-done guys, that a lot of these teams that are mid-majors or smaller schools, they keep their players 3 and 4 years.
Absolutely.
And those, they're a lot of times they're better than some of these, you know, teams that have a bunch of freshman stars but don't really have the chemistry that some of these mid-majors have.
We've been seeing that with Villanova.
We see more upsets now in the tournament, and I think that's a reason why. So I think that's a great point.
I will never. You guys, did you know the name? I don't know. Maybe you don't. But Larry Donald, does that name mean anything to you?
Yeah, I remember that name.
Yeah, Larry was the publisher of Basketball Times. I'll never forget this as long as I live. We won our 20th game in a row at the University of Detroit, and he's in the locker room after the game, and he says, "Dick, wow, you better win Wednesday." I said, "Win Wednesday for what?" He said, "We want to get in the tournament. Get in the tournament. We just won 20 in a row. And we're going to play on Wednesday, Marquette, at Marquette." And that was the team Al had that won the national championship in 77. I said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "I'm telling you now, I got some great sources. They only take two independents, and the two independents are going to take are Marquette and Notre Dame." Mm. Now, the only way you could solve that, you got the win up in Milwaukee.
Right. Wow.
I mean, you're telling me I got to be Marquette. I mean, I was so nervous, man, going to that game. My players were uptight that I got up on the bus. I'll never forget this. I got on the team bus. John Long, Terry Tyler, all the guys. And I said, "Why are you guys so uptight? I can tell how tight you are." I said, "We're going to beat them." I'm trying to be positive. "We're going to beat them here tonight. They're overrated." I said, "Let me tell you, I know so much in my heart that we're going to beat them. I've been rehearsing a dance routine, and after we beat them, I'm going to center court, and I'm going to dance with all the cheerleaders in front of all their fans." Well, we go out, we beat them by one.
Wow.
At the buzzer. I forgot about talking to the kids about dancing. They come running over. They say, "Coach, you better start dancing, man." So I go out there and dance, and that became the opening on the news on ABC in Detroit for, like, they used it often. If that we had cable then, oh, my God, that would have been all over. But I think about that. If we lose that game, we're not in a tournament.
Right.
And that was the year we went to the Sweet 16, and we got beat by Michigan in the last minute, and they were number one in the country. But I like to see the little guys. I really do.
It's the Odd Couple. We're joined by basketball legend and Hall of Famer Dick Vitale.
Dick, we can't talk about college basketball without the obvious scandal that's out there. And we just heard the FBI had wiretaps, and they heard Arizona basketball coach Sean Miller and sports agent Christian Dawkins, and they were discussing, you know, giving one of the star players $100,000 payment or whatever. Now, Dick, my thing is, we've heard a lot of this. The FBI's involved, a lot of money with sneaker companies. How do you clean up college basketball? Can it be cleaned up? Do the shoe companies run college basketball? Is that a problem?
That's a problem to a certain degree, but I think in the case of Miller, we don't know how factual that is. We have not heard the we have heard the wiretap, though.
Right, we heard the tape, right.
On LSU on a tape. I mean, that was brutal what he said in that tape. I don't know if you guys read that, but it was brutal. I mean, can you believe this? At the LSU game on Saturday, you probably read this, the fans started to chant "Joe must go" in reference to the athletic director for suspending the coach. Joe must go. What did he do? He didn't suspend the guy. The guy suspended himself by making those kind of comments. But today he came out with a strong statement. He said, "The integrity of LSU will be over winning and winning the wrong way. We are not going to tolerate it." And I salute him for that. But let me here's my solution to save it, and clean it up. We have a problem. We got sleazy guys, agents, middle guys, running, getting money from shoe companies,
right,
getting money from different people to run and give to these kids. Okay? Kids' families, they keep X number of dollars. They slip money here, there. It's abject. Person was involved, took $90,000, yeah, slipped money to the family, kept a lot for himself. Here's how you clean it up. Get rid of the sleazy agents. You know how you get rid of them? I simply say, a Zion Williamson, let's just use Zion for example. To me, if you want to keep that kid on a college campus and enjoy his talents, why shouldn't he be allowed? We're all making zillions. The coaches are making zillions. Announcers like myself make a good living. We're all making money, and the poor kids who make it happen, they're getting their room and board. That's great. And let me tell you, they work for that room and board, man.
Right.
They work like you can't believe. My daughter's in scholarships at Notre Dame for tennis. They worked hours that you would not believe and got nothing. I would say they didn't want anything, but my point is this. If Chris Broussard and my guy, Rob, are great players, and you come to school, why shouldn't I, if an agent, a legitimate agent, wants to give you money, he should be allowed to give it to you. He should be allowed, and if you allow that to happen, you eliminate the sleazy guy because he can't do anything behind the scenes because it's legal. If
right.
Zion, if they want to give Zion Williamson money while he's playing in college, so what? Number two, if Zion Williamson could go appear at a banquet or do an endorsement, let him make the money, because the NCAA says we don't have the cash to pay all the athletes. We don't have to pay every athlete. You don't have that kind of money for football, basketball, track, field, whatever, tennis. So let kids that warrant that, the super kids, and you know, and it's not fair. The life is made that way. There are people on the top that are CEOs, make big money. Guys that work hard have to work their way up. So if Zion Williamson could demand or he could command those kind of dollars, let him make it, and let him make it legally by making it legal, because I'm telling you, it is a cesspool out there. You've read now what's going on with getting kids in college.
Yep, yep,
oh my
yep.
God, that's sickening.
Yep, terrible.
I read that the Georgetown coach, tell me this can't be true.
No,
over $2.5 million to get kids admitted to the school who never played the given sport of soccer or tennis, but just to get them into the school, make them believe that he wanted them as a recruit. I mean, reading that just tears my heart.
No, I'm with you, Dickie V, and I like your solution. Let me ask you this. How concerned are you, if concern is the right word, with this NBA, you know, the G League is going to be able to pay players out of high school $125,000. Do you think players will eventually start going to that for a year rather than playing in the NCAA, or what do you think about that?
I don't think the real star player. I mean, if you're Zion Williamson, really, you're going to go play for 125 G's there with the marketing that you get, the visibility, the exposure you get, played on national TV, just takes you to another level. I mean, let's face it, with shoe deals, the whole bit. I don't see that being a – I'll tell you one thing I believe in. I mean, you may not agree with me. I think that kids like Zion – coming out of high school, should be allowed to go to the NBA. If they want to go to the NBA, so be it.
Oh, no, we agree with you.
I think that's coming.
We agree with you. I mean, you can be you could do everything else.
Because it truly takes away, they give you this term student athlete. Give me a break. Those guys that go one and done, you think they're worried about taking that biology class or whatever?
Right.
They're looking at the days, counting the 4 months that they're on a campus, getting ready to go to the NBA and play. I mean, I think it's ridiculous. I think that the NBA, I think we're going to see Adam Silver, that's going to change. I think kids are going to be allowed to go right from high school if they want to the NBA, and only be a handful. I mean, there's not going to be a lot of kids.
Right. There'll
be a handful of kids that can make it. But if you're a LeBron, you're a Kobe, a Garnett, why should those kids be forced to go to college?
Dickie V, last thing. Zion, give us your take on him. How good will he be? Who does he remind you of? We've heard all kinds, especially like Charles Barkley, but not as fat. But who do you think of when you compare Zion to?
You know, Zion is special. He really is. He's a great kid. What makes him unique and special, he's such a great teammate. He brings energy. You can't just measure him right now with Duke with the points that he scores and the rebounds. His contagious personality makes everybody around him better. He's explosive. Basketball skill-wise, he has great handle for a guy I've never seen in my 40 years at ESPN. He's the most unique, I'm not saying the best, the most unique talent I've ever seen. 6'8" with a handle with speed and quickness, explosiveness, like a runaway freight train, and his jumping ability, the way he bounces off the floor. I've always, right from day one, was one of the first to say, the only guy that he really, really resembles to me a lot of is Charles. Charles had that great bounce off the floor. Charles wasn't as explosive like this guy, but this kid could rebound as well. He's going to be one heck of a pro. I will tell you this, that if you're a general manager and you decide you want to pass on him and take somebody else and he moves down that ladder, you're not going to sleep at night. You're not going to sleep because the kid is, he's not only an outstanding player, he's a box office bonanza. I don't care where he goes, he's box office right. Like you can't believe.
Dickie V, I got one quick follow-up. You know, like you say, you're a purist and all that. Are you bothered or concerned about the emphasis on the three-point shot and how it's kind of taken away post-play and even the mid-range game, certainly in the NBA to a large extent, but obviously
absolutely.
Dripping into college, yeah.
Oh, my God. I did a whole thing about that. I said, I worked with UB Rapp. UB and I did a game together, a college game, and during the game, I said, UB, I'm watching the NBA game now, and it forced me to go do a little research, and I don't have the numbers in front of me now. This was like during the middle of the season. Oh, they had taken something like, I don't know, it was like 45,000 threes in the middle of the season. They were shooting for where they might hit 80,000 now by the end of this year. And like a few years back, that took total for the whole year, maybe 45 or 50,000, 80,000 threes. To see guys come down and just jock threes all over the place, to a guy like myself who likes cutting, screening, moving without the ball, it really, I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
I'm with you there. It's too much.
Too much, yeah. Hey, guys, one thing I need a favor from you, I've got to wrap this up, but I got a new book out. It's called Dick Vitale's Mount Rushmores of College Basketball in my 40 years at ESPN. And the big thing with the book is it's done well. We're number one on the Amazon list there for sports essays. But what really means so much to me, every dollar from the book, every, not 50 cents, 60 cents, any dollar I would make is going for kids battling cancer through the V Foundation. I've already given them a check for over 20, I think 4,000. We got another big check going out to them from the sales. And people can get an autographed copy by just going to my website, DickVitaleOnline.com, and they can get an autographed copy. And it's the best four shooters, the best four rebounders, the best four coaches, the best four players. I give you the four best coaches. Now, a lot of guys will disagree with me, and that's, you know, I respect that. My four best are, number one, we got certainly Bobby Knight, we got Dean Smith, we got Mike Krzyzewski, and Roy Williams. And that's, again, my 40 years. It has nothing to do with John Wooden's, because that was way before. And the four best players in my 40 years, and again, I can respect people that disagree. A lot of people say, oh, my God, how come you never let any bias or Wayman Tisdale? And this, everything's related to college. My four best were Christian Laettner, Patrick Ewing, Ralph Sampson, and Michael Jordan. The four best I saw in my 40 years.
Wow. And is that all ACC, too, right?
Yeah, that's right. A lot of ACC there, yeah.
Wow.
Some people made a case for Lenny Bias, and you could. Lenny was a phenomenal college player.
And just think
that
about
– that sounds like a great book.
Yeah.
And obviously a great cause.
And the thing is, Patrick Ewing, his numbers weren't like spectacular in college, but he was a great player.
He was a dominant player.
I wrote this in a book. I did a lot of his games. Patrick was worth, before he even walked on the court and started the game, he was worth 15 points in a book with his intimidation defensively.
Right.
I mean, his presence in the three-second area, he made – if you're going to beat Georgetown, you better have a great night shooting the ball because you're not getting anything around that rim.
Right. Well, Dickie V, we appreciate the time. We will push the book, too.
Yes, I'm happy you guys are doing so well. You're two good people. I just love reading all your stuff.
Thank you.
And following you.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Thanks for coming on.
Good luck with the book.
Chris and Rob, yes. They're awesome, baby, with a capital A.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. And I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.